Good morning. With the WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne. Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner made a campaign stop in the Quad Cities yesterday, made his often repeated claim that the upcoming election for governor comes down to him versus what Rauner calls corrupt Democrats from Chicago. Herb Trix reports.
After a tour of a packaging and warehouse company in Rock Island called PackSource, he told workers it's critical that they vote for him in November.
Pritzker is part of that Chicago political machine, that corrupt machine that has caused you guys to have the highest property taxes in America, that's put a lot of bad regulations on our small business owners like PackSource, pushed a lot of our jobs over the border to Iowa. Our jobs have gone over the border to Wisconsin. Our jobs have gone to Indiana and Tennessee and Texas.
Rauner says the U.S. economy is improving thanks to fewer government regulations and the elimination of unfair trade deals, creating jobs and raising wages. And he wants the same for Illinois by cutting taxes and helping small businesses like PackSource grow. And when it comes to the Second Amendment, Rauner says he's a strong advocate of gun rights, unlike his opponent.
Pritzker has publicly called for a ban on handgun sales, a ban on sporting rifle sales, 100% tax on ammunition. Pritzker is a gun grabber of the first order.
He also called on workers to vote only for candidates this fall who promise to support term limits and to vote for someone other than Mike Madigan to be Speaker of the Illinois House. Rauner told the workers he wants to help them have a great future, but to do that, he needs their support on November 6th. I'm Herb Trix.
Live music, food trucks, and dunk tanks filled with executives aren't usually seen at John Deere World headquarters. But yesterday in Moline, the company kicked off Live United Week, part of its three-year campaign with the United Way of the Quad Cities. Last year, John Deere raised $9 million. Mara Downing is president of the John Deere Foundation. She says Deere employees' contributions helped them reach that milestone.
We provided over 53% of the funds for last year's campaign. Our employee contributions alone are 47% of them. And then the John Deere Foundation steps up and provides a significant, what we call a block grant. We also cover administrative costs, so every dollar our employees contribute goes 100% to the campaign.
The primary focus of the partnership between the United Way and Deere is youth education.
And it's been remarkable to see the impact that through partnership with United Way, its funded agencies have on kids being ready for kindergarten, being reading at third grade, and ultimately leading to greater success when it comes to high school graduation rates.
The kickoff event was also designed to educate employees about the work done by the United Way in the community. The nonprofit organization says 37% of area residents struggle to pay for their basic needs, and many times education falls by the wayside. The United Way is in the final year of their three-year campaign and says it's on track to complete its $25 million goal. The Quad Cities will soon be home to the first human milk depot in northwestern Illinois. The Rock Island County Health Department's Women, Infants, and Children Clinic in Moline will accept donations of breast milk for sick and premature babies. Janet Hill is the Health Department's Chief Operating Officer. She says potential donors can pick up an interest form from the clinic, and accepted donors will go through a screening process that includes a blood test.
It has antibodies that formula does not contain, and it helps babies fight infection. So when you've got a child in the NICU, they're already at risk for, you know, major health problems. So the breast milk will help keep them well.
A ribbon cutting for the Quad Cities location is set for October 22nd. This milk depot joins others in Illinois as part of the Mother's Milk Bank of the Western Great Lakes. It's an organization with locations across the state, including Chicago and its suburbs, plus Rockford, Bloomington, and Peoria. With WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne.